This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
It's Damer and DePietro and
Kyle Higashiyoshi.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
You know when you go to a diner and you can sit up by the flat top? What is that called?
The counter?
Yeah, the counter.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rick DePietro.
I've done what I came to done.
All right, fellas, this is ENN on a very depressing Thursday night so far, because Dave Rothenberg can't keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, I ruined it.
You've ruined everything.
It's all my fault.
It's all your fault. People know it. Chris knows it. Everyone knows it. Andrew knows it. I'm getting text messages from Santiago and Santillo, who work on our show.
But what are they saying?
They're disgusted with you.
What are they saying? I want to hear what they're saying.
Skinny Ryan Hurley wants to fight you.
He wants to fight me?
He wants to fight you.
Why?
Because you open your mouth.
So the Mets look like they're going to sweep the Nationals? Fine. If you want to blame me for that, it's very mixed of what I'm getting on my Twitter timeline. A lot of people angry. A lot of people completely taking my side.
So we're now in the bottom of the seventh. One out.
Yep.
Tied at 4.
Correct.
Yeah, great. Awesome. Just what you want. ENN brought to you by Deep Eddy Vodka. Please day drink responsibly. All right, before we get to ENN, let's start by saying hello to the fellas. Good evening, David.
Big league debut.
You're
gonna play that over keeping your head above water?
Well, I can't play it every single day. That's gonna be Friday.
How could you not?
Keeping your head above water.
That's not even close.
Oh, I can play both if I want. People want to hear new ones, and this was a new one today.
Yeah, I like the big leg.
Can I experiment a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Speaking of you first, how were you? We good? Did you perform?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. How was your debut?
Please, I'm not going here with you.
Well, you can't just be open and honest.
Of course I performed.
No, you didn't.
I'm a performer. This is what I do.
He didn't say that with any confidence,
no
Rico.
Chance.
That was not with his chest.
I don't know that I performed for long, but of course I performed. Like you were Sting, sure.
Oh, I was tantric.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it was tantric for you. Absolutely.
Oil drilling, you name it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of which, Christopher, how are you doing?
Speaking of which, take it. Pete Alonso. We believe, Pete. We believe. All right? So shut up with your jinx. I just wanted some excitement in my life. That's what I wanted. So I tempted fates. I tempted God. And he said, all right, Dave, here's what we'll do. We'll make it look like a collapse. I'll even give you Familia. And then Pete will jog onto the field, remove his jersey, and boom! Boom! I'm done.
Oh.
Done.
Oh. I give him credit, though. I mean, he did. He said, listen, we got this.
He did.
Pete said, we got this.
Yep.
You got
him doing his word.
Boom. I don't know that I performed for long, but of course I performed. Boom. All right, get on with your ENN now that the world is back in order.
Yo.
Good evening, Christopher. How you doing?
Synchronized swinging.
Ooh, synchronized swinging. Could be interesting.
Very underrated Olympic sport.
Very yes. Underrated. And finally, because I love this sound, good evening to Andrew.
Oh, Pele? Ronaldo? Huh? And, David Vannoli? Huh?
That would be the wedding. Tell me that wouldn't be RJ's wedding.
It would not be.
Absolutely would be. What you would do is you'd start going like, Buffalo, because you know his favorite hockey team is the Sabres. You start just randomly naming Sabres and where they went to school.
No, I wouldn't. It would be heartfelt. It would be emotional. It would be wonderful.
Do I look good in this suit, huh? I mean, come on. How good do I look in this suit?
No, here's what would happen. I would perform a wedding like you could not imagine. It would be sensational. And then after performing and finishing with the wedding, I would walk around to all of you and saying, how good was I? And how good do I look in the suit? That's correct.
You're an egomaniac.
But why would you think you'd be phenomenal if you've never done it before, though, Dave?
This is what I do.
That's what you said about the soccer and going
Chris,
up
he,
against your buddy, and that
he
didn't
kick
work
a soccer
out for
ball.
You.
I mean, the last time he kicked a soccer ball was when he was like 5 years old.
Exactly.
And he told us he was going to score five
goals. It
didn't
go the way that he said it would.
Not the first round, no. Listen, get on with the ENN. All right, this is not make fun of Rothenberg. This
it is
ENN.
Though. It's news. It is news.
Like
all right, here we go.
Rothenberg roast.
I want an apology from
no,
you, by
no
the way.
Apologies.
Well, you
People
should.
Hate you. People hate you right now.
No, they don't.
You're lucky.
I'm not lucky. Pete Alonso is too big to jinx anything. Boom. Mets win.
Very lucky.
This is like the loaded AFC comment.
That White Sox hat is awesome looking, by the
Take
way.
Take it!
That's a good looking hat. All right, here we go. So let's recap what Mets did today. As they swept the Nationals. So they won the first game 4-1. You just heard Dave go crazy. They end up winning the second one. But here's some sound from the first one. Marcus Stroman, really good day. 5 1/3, 3 hits, 1 run, struck out 8. At one point in the game, he appeared a little bit winded. Training staff had to come out. Here's what Stroman had to say about the incident.
No, I actually just got super lightheaded. I just got super lightheaded and kind of dizzy after that, after I fielded that bunt and threw it to Pete. So I just kind of needed a second to just kind of catch my breath and get back to seeing straight.
He's a good athlete, by the way.
Great athlete. That's why I got so upset the other day when they didn't have
him. They took the bat out of his hand?
Yeah.
It aggravated the thing that aggravates me the most, not the most, but it's one of the things that aggravates me, is when there's a fly ball near the mound and the pitcher just can't. I can't. Why would I feel that? I can't do it. I'm not going to feel it. And then it turns into a complete cluster because everyone's running full speed trying to catch a pop-up. You're an athlete. Catch the pop-up. When you were a kid, you didn't catch pop-ups? Stop, please.
I don't want pitchers catching the ball.
It's ridiculous. All right, here's a little bit more from Stroman about the conditions today. As you're listening to this, I want you guys to judge for yourselves. Is he taking a subtle dig at GM Zach Scott with this comment from the other day?
I know it was very hot out there today. It looked like maybe you were trying to hydrate even on the mound. What was the experience just like pitching in that?
Yeah, man, it was definitely hot out there for sure. I'm not someone who hydrates very well. It's still something I'm trying to learn to do better as far as on game day. I'm great as far as on my 5-day, but when it comes, I get so nervous. It's hard for me to put anything in my system on game day. So it's always a battle. But yeah, man, it was definitely a good win from the team. I just feel like it's momentum that we can continue to carry on into the next game and keep it moving.
That's a shot. It's a bit of a shot.
I think it's a little shot. Right after him. Yep.
I think it's a little shot.
I don't even think it's all that subtle, to be honest with you.
I think he dressed it up, but I think it was a shot. The whole thing, though, Chris, it's not even just that. Like, I guess part of the reason why I say that is that we're going all in with analytics and everything else. Yeah, no Chili Davis. It's Hugh Quattlebaum with the analytics and everything else. Mm-hmm. And I said this yesterday. It's like, and Aaron Loop has been great, but it's like he shows up, he's got a Busch Light doing a Zoom meeting. Is that like, I mean, all these guys preaching, you know, hydration and taking care of your body, and he's got a Busch Light at the Zoom meeting. It's like they're rebelling against what the front office is trying to get them to do.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I don't know that, because he went into such detail about, yeah, I'm good throughout the course of the week, but on game day I have trouble putting anything in my system. Like, it just, to me, it's so much detail. I have a hard time thinking that that's a shot. It sounds a lot more like an explanation. That's just how it sounds to me.
Well, that's why it was subtle. Subtle shot. He dressed it up.
You think so? Okay.
Didn't want to take a full-blown shot, just a little bit.
Yeah, because if things go the way that the guys in the clubhouse want them to, Zach Scott might be in charge of whether or not he gets his money.
He's going to get paid somewhere, I think.
He's had a good year. Well, he set himself out. I mean, by opting out last year,
getting paid at home is probably better than getting paid somewhere else, though, right?
Yeah, I think ideally. That'd be nice. Yeah. Listen, I'd like to keep Stroman. I think he's a good pitcher.
Part of me resents him a little bit, though.
Why? Because he opted bit. Out 11th hour.
Well, not only that. Last year.
No, it was just all the, like, when he got traded. Like, apparently, like, everything we heard, like, even Michael was saying it, was that he was infuriated that it was to the Mets and not the Yankees.
Because
he wanted to be a Yankee. That aggravates me a little bit.
Well, it should.
But he's been good. He was good today. Want to be in a better mood, Dave?
I'm in a great mood now.
This is a better mood. How would you like Gary Cohn's call of the walk-off home run by Pete Alonso?
Yeah, I want it.
Let's hear that.
2-0 coming. And Alonso hits a high fly ball to left. Back goes Stevenson to the warning track at the wall. And it's out of here!
Take it!
Pete Alonso wins it with a towering walk-off home run!
We believe, Pete! It's a big home run. That was important. I mean, these are important wins. You can make fun of me all you want. These are important wins.
That soundbite, just a tiny little soundbite, is just so good.
I mean, the Reds are scoring runs here. They're up 4-1.
Phillies won,
but the Reds are beating the Braves currently.
Yeah, it's all happening. It's all happening.
The worm has turned a little bit here.
It's starting to happen.
Yep, you can feel it.
Let's just be at a point where when Jacob DeGrom does hopefully come back, we're still in the middle of this thing.
Yeah, you got to survive the next 2 weeks.
If I offered you right now,
6-7 over the next 13 games. Would you take it?
I would take it, yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to, right?
No, I don't think I mean, you have to. All right, moving along. This is going to put me in a bad mood as the lone Jets fan on the show. Now, this is from Rich Cimini, rookie wide receiver. We talked about him yesterday. You had, you know, A.J. Brown going to bet his all of his paychecks that he'd be the rookie of the year. Odell saying that he could be all pro, I think he said. That's Odell. Elijah Moore, one of the best players in camp so far, is being evaluated for a quad injury. Oof. He's expected to get an MRI today.
That's not good.
No, that is not what you want. Here's what the head coach had to say about it.
It was during practice. We're trying to figure out where. I think it was around one-on-ones or something, but we'll see.
Are you worried? I mean, you've kind of said before, like, oh, I'm not too worried. It's not like it's one of those where you're...
No, I'm trying to get a feel. You know, there's I'm an optimist, so I'm never worried until I'm worried. But like I said, we'll see. We'll know more.
That's not good.
No. No.
It's not a great soundbite either, is it? I'm an optimist, so I'm not worried until I worry.
No, you worry. I mean, it's... Yeah, I was hearing too that it's not that they're worried.
Really?
Ugh. Yeah, that it's not great. I mean, even if it's just a slight strain, he's
this
a wide receiver.
A poor time for him.
Yeah, he's a rookie.
The quad that's a problem. I mean, the quad that's a serious injury.
And everyone loves him. I've heard nothing.
He's been great.
Not to mention just missing the time, right? The on field reps and, you know, getting acclimated to the system that they're going to be running, like all of that stuff is important because this is supposed to be somebody that Zach Wilson was going to depend on. So
why can't things
not
just
what
go
you
smooth?
Want.
Why can't things just go smooth? Like everyone's healthy. Zach Wilson comes out of the gate. He's great. Why can't we just have some smooth
They were
like
up
that?
Until today.
Yeah, up until this injury.
Listen to Colin Cowherd. I mean, he reminds me a lot of Johnny Manziel. You shut your mouth, would you please? All right.
Boy. You take things very personally.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's one green-white scrimmage. The kid, he comes for money, and he's
like
small
Colin
and cocky.
It's not Nostradamus. Stop. It's not like he's going to necessarily be right about this.
It's just it's how quickly. Like, it's just so hacky. Like, how
it
quick.
Is a
like, this
early.
Kid, this kid's got unbelievable arm talent and everything else. Now, all of a sudden, he reminds you of Johnny Manziel. Like, that's, I mean, that's.
It is a little early. I will say, though, that there's a ton of pressure on this kid because he's going to be your day one starter.
They have to rectify that, too. I don't know if they're waiting for they must be waiting for Foles to get released.
I guess,
something.
But let me ask you this: like, God forbid, and I don't want it, but God forbid he goes out there as just terrible week one.
Ugh.
You couldn't even
against
you
Sam
couldn't
Darnold
even bench him.
No, against Sam Darnold that would be a nightmare.
No, but not even that. Like, you couldn't even bench him heading into week two. You don't even have someone else to play over him.
No, you can't even do what the Jets usually do, which is like fake an injury, which is what they usually do to give him a couple weeks off.
No, this is your guy, man. This is it. Everybody's
and now all of a sudden,
board.
You imagine if they get Nick Foles. Not only do I have pressure to be the quarterback, I got to shower with Nick Foles. Who wants to deal with that? It's like when I was younger, one of the kids on the team was the Alaskan Pipeline. Try showering with
What's
that guy.
What's the worm?
It wasn't a worm. It was like an anaconda. He used to wrap it around his arm and ask what time it was.
Uh-oh.
I wanted to feed it a peanut.
I don't know what to say.
It was amazing.
I flush it.
All right, so here's the other thing, too. Braxton Berrios, it doesn't sound like he's dealing with a groin. It doesn't sound like he's going to play Saturday either. Daniel Jones, we talked about this earlier in the show. He's not going to be playing for the Giants in their team's first preseason game. What about Zach Wilson? So Coach Sala said Wilson will play about a quarter, two series on Saturday night against the Giants. He's not going to be shy about playing young players in the preseason, noting there's a very, very young football team that needs game experience. By his count, they have 30 players, 30, with no preseason experience.
Wow.
That's
obviously, I mean, that's last year's rookies as well who had no preseason. Coach Sala said these moments are priceless. Here's what I will say, though. Chris, I know you were saying that, too. Like, you get the rust out week one. I mean, it's Jets-Giants, which is there's extra juice in that game, too. I know there's time from the last preseason game, the third one, to the first week of the season. I don't know if I would want to mess around maybe getting nicked up in a game like that. Like, you get nicked up there. Like, that's not something you want to deal with going into week one.
No, I hear what you're saying, but, I mean, it's where the third preseason game would usually fall. I mean, even if they had a fourth preseason game, it would be a week later. So, I mean, it's normal where they have that third preseason game. I mean, the biggest thing is just to make sure you don't have too much downtime. You know what I'm saying? Like football is a game where it's like, okay, the intensity ratchets up, the speed of the game ratchets up once you go into the regular season. Like, you don't want to be behind everybody else. By not having that reps, not having the reps in the third preseason game. So I think here's the thing. different players need different things. And I feel like, you know, a lot of veteran players, they don't need a ton of reps, but that third preseason game, being able to get, you know, get some hits in and make sure that you got everything ready to go for the regular season, I think that's important.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I get nervous with the injuries and everything else. Quick update, too. This is from Brian Hoke. Rob Manfred said that MLB will return in 2022 to Dyersville, Iowa.
That's interesting. So you figure maybe you'd wait till after the game, success, phenomenal, and then make that announcement?
Well, maybe. I mean, maybe they feel like already, because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah. I would wait till after the game. It's great. It goes up.
Like waiting
a hitch.
After, yeah, till like they actually sweep the Nationals before you say anything.
All right, I'm done. I'm going to log off. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night. See you.
No, they won. It's fine. I forgive you for now.
You don't forgive me.
Make a mistake
again. You're still throwing it in my face. No.
No, I'm just highlighting the fact that you had a mistake.
Serious question. Would you rather have just 4-1, no rally, or what happened?
That 4-1, no rally.
Really? Yeah. This is kind of a great way to end the game.
We did get some good sound from you, though, so maybe I take that back.
And a walk-off from Alonzo? Right? He hasn't hit a home run in a while, so he gets that going?
We believe, Pete!
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, here we go, moving along. We haven't heard much from Deshaun Watson during the last several months. There were some reporters at Texans training camp. Heard from him today, however. He was walking off the field being filmed by some members of the media when he told them this.
Why y'all always filming me every day? It's the same.
In case you couldn't hear it, he said, "Why are you always filming me every day? It's the same bleep."
Well, he's
obviously not happy.
I mean, he's the quarterback of the team, and he's one of the most, you know, visible players in the entire NFL.
No, but he's not really the quarterback of the team right now.
Well, I think that he's newsworthy.
Well, I do too. I just it's obviously the frustration. Like, he wants the it doesn't even feel like he's playing the season at this point. They haven't suspended him, taken any disciplinary action against Watson as the league and police continue to investigate the civil lawsuits. It feels like it's going to keep dragging on.
It's not going to end for a long time.
It doesn't look like he's going to play this season, though.
I don't think so.
Well, it doesn't feel like it. I was reading some. I don't think he gets deposed in the case until
February.
The season's over.
Yeah, I think it's February.
And there's no way a team is going to trade for him, and there's no way the Texans are going to let him play and risk injury.
What does he go on the exempt list?
Exempt list,
the commissioner's exempt list, yeah.
So like the Adrian Peterson kind of situation.
Yeah, at the start of the regular season, they'll put him on the list.
So he gets paid, though, right?
Yeah, he still gets paid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's some. I mean, this is interesting. I don't know how interesting it really is. It's kind of ridiculous in my
just
opinion.
Said it's interesting, but I don't know how interesting it really is.
Well, no, I mean, it shouldn't be interesting. The fact that they're making it interesting, like they're always a story for some reason. I mean, it started with, you know, the strength coach they hired from Iowa that they had to fire, which was a misstep. This is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Then I saw this.
Tim Tebow being, you know, all of a sudden they signed Tim Tebow. And he'll probably end up making the team. Who knows what's going to happen? But now you got Trevor Lawrence. They won't announce who the starting quarterback is going to be. So apparently there's still a quarterback battle going on between him and Gardner Minshew. They've been alternating days with the first team during training camp. Urban Meyer was asked about the QB battle and whether or not he's ready to commit to Lawrence. And here's what he said.
Is there really a chance that you guys won't start Trevor Lawrence against Houston in a month?
Is there really a chance?
Yeah.
I think we'll answer that as it gets closer.
But it's still very much an open competition to see who gets that honor.
Yes.
I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, this is from ESPN Stats and Information. 7 of the last 9 quarterbacks selected first overall in the draft have started their team's season opener. Like, what are we? Are we trying to increase Gardner Minshew's trade value? What are we doing?
I think we know who's going to start week one.
Yeah, I mean, Urban Meyer came out of retirement because Trevor Lawrence was available and they could take him with the number one overall pick. Like, there's no reason to try to keep this a mystery. I mean, the Texans know, like, look, yeah, Trevor Lawrence is going to be the guy. It's not like you're going to fool anybody. Everybody's going to be game planning for that. Nobody's game planning for Gardner Minshew to be a guy.
No. What's the upside? There's no reason to start.
There is no upside. His mustache. No. The upside is his mustache. It's a gorgeous mustache. Give me a caca, please, Anthony. Multiple cacas.
He might not have one just ready.
I thought we had caca. Didn't we play
caca?
The walk-off?
Caca! Caca!
Okay.
Oh, we got some breaking news. NBA news. Caca! This is from courtesy of Chris Haynes from Twitter. Kawhi Leonard and the Los Angeles Clippers have reached an agreement. He signed a new 4-year contract that includes a player option. He will be a Los Angeles Clipper. Kawhi Leonard.
Do we have the numbers on that deal?
What's the deal?
I do not see the numbers.
Mm.
4-year deal with a player option.
It's got to be on Twitter, no?
Do you think he plays coming off a partially torn ACL?
I mean, the repair is the same. So, I mean, it's going to need the same kind of rehab time in order to get back right. So, I don't know, man.
Yeah, how about did you guys see the – you guys obviously saw the video. How about the Ballmer video when he was excited he grabbed his two buddies' thighs?
He's so funny. I could watch that guy forever.
Uh-oh.
All right, here, let's get
to
this
next
story quick.
I got numbers for you. You want numbers?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's your guess, Rick?
4-year deal. Oh, man, it's got to be 198.
Chris?
I'm going to say that's in the ballpark. I'm going to go 4 years. Yeah, I'm going to go 4 years, 181.
You're closer, Chris. 4 years and a paltry $176.3 million dollars for Kawhi. $39.34 million this year. $42.49 million in 23-24, $45.64 million, and then the player option in 24-25 of $48.78 million dollars.
That NBA bread is special.
Wow. That's special. You saw what Steph Curry just signed for too. He just signed an extension.
Yeah, 200.
It looks like his second
contract for 200. Yep.
And then Sean Marks said Harden and Kyrie should be done too before the season starts.
Yep.
Extensions.
Yeah.
All right, let's get through this next one quick. So this is Ryan Fitzpatrick. He spoke to The Athletic reflecting on his benching in Miami. So he says, "I have a ton of respect for Brian Flores. We have a very good relationship, but I thought it was a joke at first. We're putting Tua in." He said he was floored. "That's my team," Fitzpatrick said. "I fought through the bleep with those guys. I get the way that the NFL works. I get it. But to have it happen the way it did, I get what he's saying. I mean, Fitzpatrick had a good season, too. 90, almost a 96 QB rating, 13 TDs, 8 interceptions, and a almost 69% completion. Good season. But, I mean, that would be tough, too, because I know his teammates love him to all of a sudden have the we're going to put two in. That whole thing was a bit of a mess last year with Miami.
I mean, was it, though, when you had a rookie quarterback that started 9 games and you won 10 games on the season?
It was clunky is what I meant.
Yeah, he didn't play well, and they wanted to play him, but Fitzpatrick was better. It was awkward.
It might have been awkward, but, I mean, they achieved the result they were looking for. They wanted to get Tua some reps and they wanted to get the team back on having, success, and they had a winning season for the first time in forever. So,
All right, boys. Well, there it is. There you have it. That is today's ENN. And ENN is brought to you by Deep Eddy Vodka. Deep Eddy Vodka is 10 times distilled and made in small batches. Taste the difference for yourself. Please day drink responsibly.
So just a yes or no. You're angry at me or we're okay?
We're okay now.
Okay, good.
I'm over it.
Very good.
Take it!
We'll be back tomorrow. We'll do it again from 2 to 6:30. Enjoy the Field of Dreams game. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPH O'Canthy Rotherberg and
everybody
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.